All right, and here's the other thing that I promise you is I won't be very long. I will be brief. I understand that the attention span for all of us is very short. I get that, okay? So I'm not going to say the same thing 15 times, but here's what I'll ask you to do. Whatever you don't get comfortable, because when you get comfortable, you start to fade off and you don't listen. So get uncomfortable. Sit up on the edge of your seat, whatever it is that you've got to do that you normally don't do, and get uncomfortable so that God can talk to you this morning. It has nothing to do with what anything that I've got to say, but everything to do with the presence of the Lord, and we should be respectful of that. I'm not here to perform for you, so please don't sit back and get comfortable. All right. Let's just pray for our pastor while he's gone. He's on a trip, and he's having a great time, and God knows that they do things all the time, and as far as work and everything else goes. So let's just keep him in your prayers, all right, while they're out of the country. Keep them safe and help them to have a great time. Let's just do that right now. Let's bow our heads and pray. God, I just come to you, Father. I thank you so much for the father of this house, God. And I just pray that as you've blessed them, Father God, with the opportunity to take this trip, God, I pray that they would go and they would have a great time, Father God. And I pray for supernatural encounters, Father God. I pray, Father, for peace and safety and joy, God. And I pray for just a lightness, Father, with them, God, that they would come back refreshed, Father, that they would come back with great word and with great presence, Father God, to fill this house with, God. And I just thank you for them, God. I thank you for their hearts towards this place, God. And I just pray that you continue to bless them. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The one thing that God has laid on my heart to share with you guys this morning, and it happened, and I didn't. And that's the first time I've actually, I think, been in a crowd when that song has been played. I think I've played it every time, and when you play things sometimes, especially behind the drums, you don't see all the lyrics, you just kind of go. And as I stood down here and that slide popped up on the screen, man, if you can't read that and sing that and get jacked up a little bit, you need to check your pulse. Something may be wrong with you. Because we spend our entire, I think the last time I held this microphone, I talked about how we spend our entire life waiting for someone to love us and looking and searching for that. And he's been there the entire time. And that just jacked me up, man. And we're going to get back to that. But the one thing that I felt like God, in keeping the same vein that Sid has tried to keep over the last 3 weeks to a month is, clearing out corners and who we're supposed to be in Christ. And I feel like God wants me to share a little bit of that this morning. And guys, I'm telling you, I can look you in the eyeball and tell you, you're going to get another opportunity to kind of make things right this morning. If I felt like God had given me the liberty to share some of these things, there's been some amazing things take place this morning. If nothing else, the fact that God decided to spend some time with you is unbelievable. The creator of the heavens of the earth, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first, not the last, the author and finisher. That guy took time and said, oh, God, let me listen to these guys this morning. Let me spend some time with them. And it was amazing. But who we're supposed to be in Christ versus what we want. In Ephesians chapter 1, we'll start in verse 3. It's the church at Ephesus, the letter that was written to those guys. So if you've got your Bibles, you can turn there, but I won't make you. But then you have to trust that I'm reading the Bible, so it's up to you. All right, in case you didn't see what we had read so passionate, I won't apologize for that ever. My God was passionate about me. I have no problem being a little bit passionate about that guy. But if that didn't do it for you, that's exactly what Ephesians 3 is telling us. It says he's talking about his love is not fractured, it's not insecure, and he's given it freely to us. He's given all of that to us. Ephesians chapter 3, I'm going to read it, and we're going to come back and knock some things out. Verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavens in Christ, for he chose us in him before the foundations of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted through Jesus Christ for himself, according to his favor and will. I wanted to read another 11 verses, but I think we need to stop right there. He predestined that we be adopted. And I read that, and something just kind of leapt. And, you know, I think I was thinking about Sid and Lori a little bit last night, and something just kind of leapt in my spirit as I was sitting down and studying as soon as I read that verse about being adopted. You know, some of you guys kind of know our situation when I was a younger person, individual, whatever. My parents just split. Not the worst thing that's ever happened to anybody by any stretch of the imagination, just giving you the backstory. And I ended up living with those guys. And so it kind of struck a chord in me, and there was a couple of things that I wrote down. I promise you I will be brief, okay? But please pay attention to what God wants to tell you this morning. I wrote down adoption. What is it? It is a full declaration of sonship or daughtership. I'm not sure if that's a word or not, but it is this morning. With a full inheritance. It is no different than if he or she had been born of the same blood. I have known a handful of people, right, that have adopted children. And as the parent, as the adopter, nothing is different with that child as if you had birthed it and raised it from the inception. Nothing's different. You love it just the same. It's your son. It is your daughter. And nothing is different. The part that becomes different is to the one that was adopted. Because I've known a few of these cats as well. To the new son or daughter, it is anything but ordinary. It is extraordinary or extraordinary because it gives worth to the worthless. It restores faith to the faithless. It gives a mother to the motherless and a father to the fatherless. And it's different. It's different for that kid than it is, you know, growing up with you. Hey, Dad, can I borrow the car keys? You're my dad. You're supposed to give them to me. You know, it's different. It's different. It's a different type of love and adoration and respect. And he has adopted us. He predestined that he would adopt us and that he would perceive us as blameless, to be holy and be blameless. I'm going to keep reading in verse 7. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace that he lavished upon us with all wisdom and understanding. He made known to us the mystery of his will. Guys, there's a lot of deep stuff that he's continuing to do for us in this passage here. According to his good pleasure that he planned for him, for the administration of the days of fulfillment, to bring everything together in the Messiah, both things in heaven and the earth. Verse 11, in him we were also made in his inheritance. He wanted to make us his inheritance. He looked at me and was like, I want that. I have no clue why. I have no clue why, because without him, I'm really dirty. There's not a lot of me that's awesome. There's not a lot of me that's awesome without God. We can be nice, and it says our righteousness is as filthy rags. There's not a lot that can compare, but because he wanted us as his inheritance. Verse 13, in him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in him when you believed, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit. He is the down payment of our inheritance for the redemption of the possession to the praise of his glory. So not only does he want us as his inheritance, but he's the down payment for our inheritance. He is our inheritance. And so if you read what we read earlier on the board, and if you read that scripture, he has given us everything. He has given us the keys to the kingdom. He has told us pray to do things on earth as it is in heaven. And we do that all the time before sporting events. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. I don't think we really think about what we're praying. He has given us the authority to pray, heaven, please come to earth. He's given us the authority to call him Father. He's given us the authority to call him the bridegroom. Right? And we have that access to him. When I was living with Sid and Lori, when I first started living there, I was a lot different than I am now. I was very quiet. I was very reserved, believe it or not. And I didn't have a whole lot of I don't know what the word is. I wasn't as outgoing, I guess. So I was very quiet. And long story short, they made me move in, which it was kind of stupid for me not to want to, but I didn't. And I moved in with those guys. And I did not take what was available to me. I wouldn't do it. Maybe it was the way I was raised or the way I was taught. But, like, if I was sitting in the kitchen or something and they offered me an apple, I wouldn't take it. Like, I probably wanted it. Like, I was like, man, I'm hungry. I want that apple. But I didn't take it out of what I thought was respect or a sign of, oh, I don't need anything else. You know, they'd want to buy me clothes. I'm like, no, I'm okay. I don't need anything. No, thank you. I'm okay. And that is not at all what being a son or daughter is. And that's what I was. And it took me time to understand. It took me time to realize, you know what? Sid, man, I need the keys, man. I got a date I need to take out, you know. And it took me a while to get to that point, and I finally did. And throughout the years, I still have that access. Today, I haven't been over there in a while, but today, if I needed to go grab something from the Garner complex, I could do it. You know what I mean? Just because I have that access. But it took me a really long time to figure that out. And I feel like that's exactly what God's telling us today. Is he saying, hey, look here, here's this shiny thing. I want you to have it, Brett. And we go, no, it's okay. I'm adopted. It's all right. I get it. You know, just save that for somebody else. No, hold on. No, it doesn't denote that it's for some of us or certain people or that only I or Brett or Linda or Tyler can do these things. He's given this to all of us. All of us have all access to Jesus. That's what we love when we watch TV shows, you know. We love the all-access shows. Let's check out behind the scenes and what really goes on. Well, you have the ability to access the behind the scenes, but we choose not to. I don't want it. No, you keep it. You keep it. We sing that song, you don't give your heart in pieces. And man, I'm telling you, it jacks me up every time we sing it. And we're, oh, thank you, God, for not hiding anything from me. But I think maybe we like that. We'd probably like just to get his heart in pieces. Because so often we just bring him our problems. I just need the peace of you that will help me with this. And I'm going to go right back to this. Thanks, God. I appreciate it. That's where the problem lies. 1 Corinthians chapter, I think, 14 tells us to stop thinking like children. I think it says, technically, this is not the one that says put away childish things, but it says to be adult in your thinking. I take that to mean be mature in your thinking. Be mature in your thinking. When you're 17 years old, it doesn't matter if you're in that adopted relationship. It doesn't matter if you're the prodigal son. It doesn't matter. We feel like we have that access, and the problem comes when we just start taking advantage of that. Like, if all the time you guys were just asking him for money or permission to go places and all that and the other, and you didn't do anything else, because I know you guys don't do this. That's the reason I'm talking. You are perfect children. If all the time you were just like, hey, I need this, 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 and he was like, hey, would you guys mind cleaning up your room? You're like, psh! And like, it wouldn't work. That's not proper alignment with your father, right? And we get to that point with God. We're like, oh, God, I got this situation going on in my life, and you know, I really need you to show up in it, God. I need you to show up and show me exactly what I need to do. And we pray these things, and we're passionate about them, and we don't realize he's actually been there the whole time. It's because we have a visitation with him instead of a habitation with him. We think he's got to come into this situation. He's been there. Been there the whole time, because if you're saved, then he's in you, right? He's been there the whole time. Yet we just want that peace of God to give us a little peace for that time. We don't want the peace that passes understanding. We just kind of want a small piece of God so that I don't have to understand. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13. I'm going to read that to you guys as well. Like I said, hang in there. Hang in there. It says, until we reach unity in the faith and knowledge of God's Son, growing into a mature man, with stature measured by Christ's fullness, then we will no longer be little children tossed by the waves and blown around by every wind of teaching. So often we're the little children tossed around by the waves. This happened at work today. Oh, I lost this. I'm running out of money. What am I going to do when this happens? I lost my girlfriend, lost my boyfriend, lost my job, lost my friend. And all these circumstances beset us. But God actually tells us, hey, wait a minute. Be adult in your thinking. The problem is it's kind of like a pacifier. We want God to be our pacifier. What does a pacifier do? you people that have had children. You can answer. Shuts them up, right? Shuts them up. And that's why we give it to them. We're like, oh, God, here, just take this. Well, why does it shut them up? Well, why? What do they think they're doing? They think they're eating. They're nursing. And so they're, oh, finally, I got something to where I can grow. We can't grow without the bottle or the other thing. Okay? Got young folks in here today. You know what I'm talking about. We can't grow without those things. If we continue to put a pacifier in our Christian faith, we're not going to grow. And if we don't grow, if that baby never gets formula, you know what's going to happen to it. And so it says, I wrote this down, he gives us his whole heart and his gifts, but we don't want it. We just need the peace that saves us, not that passes understanding. We want to be, if we are to be fed, it means we've got to grow. And growing up is not fun. Guys, it's going to be tough. Okay, growing up is going to be difficult. Like, you guys are almost there. Like, you like y'all. Y'all are there. Y'all are seniors. Like, in a month from now, I don't know what's going to happen. Right? And it seems like crap's going to happen at some point in time. Like, you're going to call your dad and your mom. You're like, I need some help. Like, I don't know what to do. And, like, my whole life I thought when I turned 21 it was just going to be awesome. And then it's not as easy as you think it is. And I hope that's not that. I pray blessings on you guys and that you never have a hard time in life with anything. But we'll see what happens, okay? Growing up's not, that's the reason they made the song. Y'all know the Toys R Us song, right? I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. I don't know the rest of it because we were poor. We didn't get to go to Toys R Us. So if anybody wants to take me, fulfill some childhood memories, that'd be awesome. But we sing that song because it's true. Growing up is tough. Growing up is hard. Taking control of our own lives and our own destinies and doing all, it's hard. It's difficult. And it's something that we don't want to do. We'd rather just say, man, Sid, can you just give me some money? Dad, can you just give me some money? Like, I don't want to go earn it. Just give me something, you know? And we just get, I don't know, I guess we'd rather be entitled, which is a problem that we have in America right now. We're so entitled with everything that we do. Like, I talked to you guys about attention span a second ago. Even my generation has become guilty of this, and it's prime culprit. I don't know where mine is. It's the cell phone. Holy cow. Like, do you know how much information passes through your brain now that used to not do that? Used to not. Used to be a word. Used to not. It used to not do that. Because you would, like, sit there during the day. Now, we grab our cell phones. We're like, okay, Facebook. Ooh, videos. Facebook. You know what? Facebook's not enough. We need something else. Ooh, Twitter. Twitter, keep scrolling. Just something else. Instagram. Pictures, because I can't think and read. I'd rather look at pictures. Let me scroll through those, right? Oh, no, Snapchat. Now I can delete these things that I shouldn't have been sending in the first. I'm just kidding, guys. I'm just kidding. Y'all know my anger with Snapchat anyway. But anyways, we overload our brain with all these things, and we just keep looking around for something else to satisfy us. You cannot sit there for more than 2 minutes during the day. Where's my phone? Where's my phone? I need my phone. I need my phone. I need my pacifier. I need my pacifier. How about if every single time we started to crack on, and I hate to just sound old school and cheesy, but how about if every time we went to crack that phone open to be entertained, we decided to grow up a little bit? That even hurt coming out. Hurt coming out. Because it got me right here. Because I'm the same guy. But we go through life and we're adopted children. But we've gotten to the point to where we're just asking for access to things. Here's something, guys, that I want to share with you this morning. And like I said, I know there's a lot of people that really just kind of, you're ready to make some changes in your life today. Romans 11 tells us that his gifts are without repentance. All of those things that he's promised you, all of the access that he has promised you, all of the dreams that you've dreamt before and the visions that you've seen before that have passed and were 10 or 12 years ago or a week ago, those gifts and callings are without repentance. The access that he says right here when he's talking about giving you access and all this love, it doesn't mean until you reject it for the first time. It doesn't say that. It's always there and it's always available. And it is the only thing that will sustain you. She won't sustain you. Jamie's never going to just be able to sustain me by herself. She's awesome. She's great, but she's never going to do it. Not going to happen. There's always going to be a hole sitting right here. That's not going to sustain you for the rest of your life. It's just not going to happen. Your phone's not going to sustain you. Your relationships with people are not going to sustain you. You're going to reach a point in your life to where the only thing that is going to sustain you, the only thing that's going to feed you, instead of giving you a pacifier that doesn't cure your hunger, is the love of God. That is the only thing that will sustain you. Bro, when it gets hard, that's it. That's the only thing that's going to work. And it's going to get hard. It's going to get hard. So, here's what I'd like to do this morning. I told you guys that I would be brief if you paid attention. There are several people in here that I feel like God has continued to just mess me up over. And we're going to keep asking you to come pray at this altar. We're going to keep asking you to come down and pray at this altar because there's something that you need here. And it has nothing to do with me, has nothing to do with the music, has nothing to do with this place, but it has everything to do with being in right relationship with Christ Jesus. So, if I can get the praise and worship team to come up. I don't feel like the service is coming to a close. I believe like it's going to start again. Okay? So, saints, I'd like for you to be in prayer for some of these people. If God has plucked on you this morning, if your heart has been racing this morning, at any point in time, God is asking you if you will come down and say, hey, you know what? There's something I'm missing. Aaliyah talked about it a second ago. It's not the fact that we're out doing all these crazy things. It's just that we're not completely submitted. We'd rather take the pieces that we want from God and run away with them. I'll take this and this and this and this, and I want to go somewhere else. No, God, I don't need that because then I'll have to grow up, and growing up's not fun. So here's what I want from you. I sent a couple of my guys a long text last night. Y'all probably thought I was drunk, didn't you? I was. It was just not on wine, as you may suppose. Let me see my phone. This is what I sent out, and this is my heart. This is my heart this morning. I feel like this is what God wants us to do. If you guys wouldn't mind standing, posture yourself to receive something from God this morning, physically and mentally, emotionally, all these things. Here's what it says. It says, I really wish you guys could be around when deep cries out to deep happens, when Jesus gets thick at this table on a Saturday night in a way that it doesn't happen anywhere else, where I haven't felt peace all week. And here in my home with the speakers blaring and a Bible opened, he is real. And then I talked to them about some places that we're going to go very, very shortly. More than anything, you need to be so deep in him that your circumstances are just that. And you stand firm in what you know. When you're being tossed about by the waves, don't act like the child. Be mature, be adult in your thinking, because everything that you know and everything that you are is completely and solely founded in Christ Jesus, the one who paid the ultimate price for you. We talked about it last week. We sang songs about it today. He did. Those things happened. Nobody thinks those things didn't happen. We all know those things happened. So here's what I'm asking, and God has been wrecking some of you guys over the last couple of weeks. God's doing some awesome things in you guys. God wants us to continue to grow. God wants us to continue to seek more of him. So here's what I'm going to ask of you again today, as others have asked, as Brett and Ali and others have come up and asked, we're going to give another opportunity for some people to come up here, and I don't care if you've been saved for 100 years, if you have no clue what we're talking about. You have an opportunity this morning to come down here and spend some time in the presence of the Father. I'm going to ask everybody to lift their hands to the heavens as we pray. Posture yourself right now. Saints, pray. Lord, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, and we're humbled by you. We're humbled by your presence, Father. I'm humbled that even in my nastiness, Father God, that you've called me a son. that even when I was lost and tossed around the waves, Father, you said, peace, be still. God, I pray right now this morning, Father, as there's people, Father God, that are debating whether or not they need more of you this morning, Father God, I pray you give them that honest answer, and that's yes. We must decrease so he can increase. We need more of him. If you want your life to be lived in peace, then submit to the will of Christ this morning. If you're tired and you're thirsty and you're hungry, don't get a snack. Come and get the full thing. Come get the full thing. Don't be appeased for a day. Don't be appeased for the day. It's like the old story. Don't give a man a fish. Teach him how to fish. So God, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus that these people, Father God, that I know need more of you, Father God, that myself, Father God, we would submit to you this morning, Father God. We would love on you this morning, Father. I just thank you for who you are, and it's in your name I pray. Will you come this morning? Will you come this morning? Don't think about it. Don't think about it. Just move. Just move this morning.